Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay, men, at ease, while the American Entertainment Front snaps to attention to salute you guys on the fighting fronts. Again, your number one show, presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department, comes knocking on your APO number with your favorite stars of radio, screen, and the concert stage digging into that mountain of swell letters you're piling up. And speaking of numbers, here's one that comes first on all fronts where there's a shortage of glamour. Mowing down your big request for a song of the islands, your mistress of ceremonies, and guys, take it easy, please, Betty Grable.
Song of the island, my serenade that the trade winds know. Sing me a song of the island where hearts are high when the moon is low, where rippling waters seem to say, aloha, bow we are away. Bring me the fragrance of gin. While I dream away, sing me a song of the island. Aloha, bow we are away. Aloha.
Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellas. Gee, it's wonderful to be with you again. But you know, there isn't very much privacy on Command Performance. When a gal talks to a guy listening over this program, she's only talking over the biggest party line in the world. But you can all listen in while I give three shorts and a long for the whole gang at APO 957, for Stormy Night at APO 848, Paul Pastors and the Fleet Air Base up in Iceland, and to 507... and Bill Granberry, that's Cranberry, spelled with a G. Hello to Brennan at APO 24 and the Bomb Squadron at APO 811. And giving the numbers racket a final rapid whirl, my best to Mickey Keller and the crew at 41, to Tech Sergeant Leo Lavoie and everybody at 708, and to all of you who write from 941-937-634 and 922. Whew, now let me catch my breath, and you'd better catch yours. Because hitting the deck for Pearson and Wood from Tobacco Road, and for hundreds of you everywhere, here's that sensational band, Freddie Slack and his orchestra playing Cuban Sugar Mill.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Freddie. And fellas, Freddie Slack and his orchestra will be back with a hit tune from the hit parade. Not long ago, by request of the RAF in Egypt and India, Pat O'Malley, the Lancashire lad, dropped in to tell you all about Albert and the Lion. Right then and there, a lot of you grabbed your pencils and ordered a second helping, this time for the famous story, Sam, Pick Up Thy Musket.
It occurred on the evening before Waterloo, and the troops were lined up on parade. And the sergeant inspecting them, he was a terror, of whom every man was afraid, all excepting one man who was in the front rank, a man by the name of Sam Small. And him and the sergeant were both daggers drawn. They thought nout of each other at all. Now, a sergeant walked past. He was swinging his arm, and he happened to brush against Sam. And knocking his musket clean out of his hand, it fell to the ground with a slam.
"Pick it up!"
said the sergeant, abrupt-like, but cool. But old Sam, with a shake of his head, said, "Seeing as thou knocked it out of me hand, perhaps thou'll pick the thing up instead."
"Sam! Sam! Pick up thy musket!"
the sergeant exclaimed with a roar. Sam said, "Thou knocked it down. Right, then thou'll pick it up. For it stays where it is on floor." The sound of high words very soon reached the ears of an officer, Lieutenant Bird, who said to the sergeant,
"Now, what's all this here?"
And the sergeant told what had occurred.
"Sam, Sam, pick up thy musket!"
Lieutenant exclaimed with some heat. Sam said, "He knocked it down. Right, then he'll pick it up, or it stays where it is at me feet." It caused quite a stir when the captain arrived
to find out the cause of the trouble.
And every man there, all excepting old Sam, was full of excitement and
bubble.
"Sam! Sam! Pick up that musket!"
said Captain for strictness renowned. Sam said, "He knocked it down. Right, then he'll pick it up, or it stays where it is on ground." The same thing occurred when the Major and the Colonel both tried to get Sam to see sense. But when old Duke of Wellington rode into view, well, then the excitement was tense. Up rode the Duke on a lovely white horse
to find out the cause of the bother.
He looked at the musket, then he looked at old Sam, and he talked to old Sam like a brother.
"Sam, Sam, pick up thy musket."
The Duke said, as quiet as could be, "Sam,
Sam, 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 Sam,
come on, lad, pick it up, just to please me." "All right, Duke," said Sam, "just for thee I'll oblige, and to show thee I meant no offence." So Sam picked it up.
"Greatly, lad," said the Duke.
"Right-o, boys, let the battle commence."
Thanks, Pat O'Malley, and your wee hen Madge. Well, it seems the mechanized cowboys have ordered command performance to write a song in honor of the cavalry. And Meredith Wilson, who directs your orchestra, sat down and wrote it. You may recall Meredith's song, "You and I." And you know when he writes them, they stay written. So here's your favorite quartet, the Charioteers, doing a hell-bent for leather new tune for the cavalry, "Hit the Leather and Ride."
A far cry from San Juan Hill to the gallant 26 at Bethann. Now the spurs blend their jingle with the clank of the tank. Our scouts reconnoiter to protect the Yankee flank. Our mechanized security is money in the bank. It's the cavalry rolling on.
We're gonna hit the leather and ride, take it all in our stride. Hit the leather and ride all the way. And though we're glad to know the infantry's behind us, they'll have to eat cavalry dust to find us. Let every son of a galloping Yank jump in a saddle or tank. Hit the leather and ride all the way. Though some are mechanized, you recognize the outfit.
We're riding
hell-bent for leather today.
Let your spurs dig in. Let the charge begin. Let the order to rally roll through the valley like the roll of the drum. Let the hoofs ring true in a wild tattoo.
Colonel Teddy and Custer know how to muster.
Great day comes.
We're gonna hit the leather and ride, take it all in our stride. Hit the leather and ride all the way. And though we're glad to know the infantry's behind us, they'll have to eat cavalry dust to find us. Let every son of a galloping Yank jump in a saddle or tank. Hit the leather and ride all the way. Though some are mechanized, you recognize the outfit.
We're riding
hell-bent for leather today.
Thank you, charioteers. Well, fellas, I don't know if this next request is a rib or not, but here's the letter signed by Sergeants Madison and Friel at APO 848. Dear Command Performance, we're the Colorado Kids, and we enjoy our show very much, but there's one thing missing. We'd like to hear a goat bleat. We left goat country over 2 years ago, and we missed the little critters. They're gentle, and they don't take up much room, so please have a goat bleat, a greeting from Colorado. How about that? A goat bleat yet. But you asked for it. A nice, sweet little goat. Okay, Nanny. You know, that goat sounded an awful lot like Mel Blanc. On Command Performance, we thoroughly agree with Private First Class Tom Wyatt, APO 953. Tom says, to hear someone's voice from home is a thrill beyond description, and my big thrill would come if the greatest singer of all time, born in my hometown of Philadelphia, would sing for my buddies and me. Well, Tom, get ready for your big thrill. By worldwide command of the AEF, we say happy birthday and welcome to Command Performance, Marian Anderson.
Show.
More of your request for the spiritual that all of you love, entitled Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, and will be accompanied by Franz Rupp.
Sometimes I feel
Marian Anderson. Command Performance puts in a call next for a gang in the canal zone. Shorty, Red, Shocky, Chick, Pappy, and Tarzan. Hello to the YJE Radio Shack at 932. And Corporal Art Fowler, Marine Corps Unit 275, your V-mail letter of November 30th hit a full page in your hometown paper, the Boston Globe. And brother, it hit me too. And now Freddie Slack and his orchestra with Margaret Whiting sends you one of the very top tunes here at home, Black Magic.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the maid that fate had me created for. Darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic, oh love.
Well, men, that's about all we've got in the old barrel tonight. But we'll be rolling out the barrel again next week for you guys who've got the axis over a barrel. This is Betty Grable saying so long from the USA, sending love and kisses to each one of you.
Command Performance is produced for you men in the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This broadcast has been a part of our English language shortwave service.